Welcome back, listeners.
Shame on me is back and shameful.
Yeah, as usual.
I had something that I was going to say that I'm like, oh, I'm eating my entire breakfast on the podcast. Shame on me.
And a banana and yogurt, which
I
are
have so
arguably
many goopy things.
Oh, arguably the worst foods to possibly listen to someone eat.
I still listen to a podcast where a guy just like incessantly clicks the entire time. And
we might lose the three listeners we have after
Sophia,
this.
Sophia, I'm so sorry.
Mira, sorry. Mira's listening.
Let's name all of them.
That's it. I think that's it.
Cassandra is not leaving us.
Oh, yeah. But is she listening? Has she been listening?
I think she's been listening.
Okay, so there's our three listeners.
She said she was, I believe it was, pissing myself laughing.
Oh.
No, I think it was just crying.
Where's our review? Where's our five-star review?
Get in the
Where's
comments.
Our comment?
Get in the comments.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, Stefan's not listening. Drud's not listening.
And I have no will to stop doing this.
Like, produce it? Like,
yeah.
Podcasting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Like, I'm driving an hour just
true.
To do this.
You're driving so much.
And I, like, we talked about it this week that like the will to do that driving,
yeah,
is
wanes, it might not be
it wanes
sustainable.
A little bit,
yeah,
but only in the way of like literally every single time.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm still here.
Yeah, you're here.
I'm still thinking of topics.
Yeah, I was trying to think this morning.
Just in general or about the podcast?
Well, both, and both were a struggle.
Are you hungover?
No, I'm not hungover. I'm just sleepy. I'm just a little sleepy. You know, I've been watching Criminal Minds, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it until I start having disturbing nightmares and have to stop.
Yeah.
That's what happened last night.
I'm listening.
I don't really remember, but they were like serial killer nightmares, you know.
As you were the serial killer or you
no.
were being serially killed?
I don't think either. I think I was like on the outside of the situation, but I don't really remember. And I was like, okay, so I guess that's my sign. I got to stop watching now.
Mm-hmm.
I still watched this morning, so obviously not convincing enough.
I still have more banana left.
Oh, I'm so sorry, listeners. I am so sorry.
I'm not even like, I obviously have an entire other banana to go, but.
And a yogurt.
My one banana broke off.
Ugh. Yeah, so probably not going to stop watching because I'm not.
Well, you're an adult.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. I get to deal with my consequences.
She did not go outside.
Yeah, I'm realizing that. Does she want to go outside? There we go.
Who doesn't want to be outside, especially if you're...
Did I just close the door on her? Does she want to come back in? Oh, she's going. Right,
she's
exploring. Sniffing.
I think at some point she's going to get a frozen paw, but...
Yeah.
That's what Papa's here for. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. That's what Daddy's here for.
What a way to start. Oh, my goodness.
What's your week been like?
It was rough.
Losing sleep.
It was a rough week.
Mm-hmm.
I worked every night, including Friday night.
That's crazy.
So it was long.
Talk about unsustainable.
Yeah, and I was tired. But I did get a nap on Thursday. Like, I went home early.
Oh,
that
that's
was,
true, yeah.
That was a really good choice for me.
Mm-hmm. How long was the nap?
I think about an hour and a bit.
I hope it was an hour and a half.
You know what? I've found that an hour kind of works for me, especially if I have, like, an extra 15 minutes where I can be like, oh, I'm going to snooze for 15 minutes. But I don't actually usually fall back asleep. But then it allows me to, like, wake up a little more fully.
I can,
you know?
I can dig that.
Yeah, so... That felt really good. I still felt a little wacky going to work after that.
Yeah. You were doing your second job every night?
Well, we had work late two nights.
Oh, right.
We worked our job
right,
two nights.
Right.
And then I did my second job. Normally, I only do it two nights, but this week I did it kind of three nights.
Yeah.
Which was a lot. So
Getting that money. Get that bag.
Yeah. So I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tiring week.
Yeah.
But got through it.
Did you ever have those weeks in university where you were like, I just need to make it through like this week and maybe like the next 3 weeks
yes.
and then I'll be able to be happy again?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt At one point on Tuesday, I was very close to crying. Oh. But mostly just because I was so tired.
At which work?
At our work in the afternoon. I was just so tired.
Yeah.
I was like, I could cry right now.
Yeah.
I didn't, but I could have.
No, I get it. Yeah. I think Monday night, I don't know if I cried because I was up too late. But I did.
When you're an adult, you cry when you're awake too long.
I did crash out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was rough.
Like, for people that aren't 14, what does crashing out mean?
People know what crashing out means. We don't.
I don't think I'd heard it until we were.
Who are we talking to?
I don't know.
Nobody's listening.
It's true.
Well, like, I don't need to define all my words for nobody.
Yeah. Context.
Define woke for me. Ah, fuck. I just got to make a note of that one.
Yeah, okay. Quack number one. Here we go. Quack City part two.
But define... fuck, I lost the bit.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Okay, well...
Fine, okay, well, I'm sorry you crashed out. That's not fun.
You know I hate when people say sorry.
Yeah, well...
But crashing out isn't fun. And I think the hardest thing about crashing out is the feeling that you get about crashing out, where it's like, I am so embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I crashed out.
Yep.
And not in a way of, like, I fucking hurt anybody or whatever.
Right.
But it's just embarrassing to be like...
To be that out of control.
I'm 1 hour past my bedtime, and this is really all just my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I really was like a shell of a human this week. I was really just like surviving.
I was also a shell of a human.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was a team effort.
We did great.
We honestly did do great. And after Tuesday, things went uphill, shockingly.
Yeah.
Because that was so early in the week and so bad.
But even Tuesday was fine.
I had a bad time. Oh, it was Monday bad?
Monday was bad.
Monday was
the bad. And then Tuesday was when we just shut up.
Oh, I thought we didn't do that until Wednesday. But okay.
No.
I believe you. Either way, it was a long week.
Wednesday was when I made the unilateral decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We made some choices at work that some people were not thrilled about.
Yeah.
But honestly, fuck them.
I wanted to say that, and then I was like, no, think about something different.
I didn't think about something different.
You're still sleepy.
I don't think anyone's going to listen, so again, does not matter.
I'm glad you've come around to the fact that nobody's listening.
At least they're not listening.
No. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
We would be really huge.
That's true, if it made it to them.
The people that we don't want to be listening.
Oh my God. And then it wouldn't even matter, because we'd be making so much money.
Have to be.
Yeah.
What do you think, what is the way that we should monetize this?
Well, the platform told me that we can't monetize until we have a certain amount of downloads.
Oh, okay.
And we are just nowhere close.
No, of course not.
So I think Drud needs to start doing her job. And then maybe.
You know, the more that we talk about it, the more my goodwill towards Drud is sapped from my body.
Yeah, I feel like I've been on Drud's side. Like, I've been a Drud
what a fucking stan. Mistake.
Yeah, up to this, and I think it's leaving. Because Drud's not here again.
No.
Shocker.
I don't think Drud... I don't know what goes on in their mind. is basically what I'm thinking about.
I was... Last week, they were like, wow, this is
curious,
great.
Curious, not furious.
Yeah, okay. Curious, not furious. They were like, wow, this is great. Like, I don't actually have to listen after because I'm listening in the moment. A, ouch. Okay. B, yeah, but you're not here again. So are you going to listen after? And the answer is no.
I think last week they only came because
we'd pressured them so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much guilting you did, but I think I was laying it on thick.
Yeah, I think I was there.
Why the fuck? Like, what is wrong with hanging out with us for an hour?
Literally. We are delightful.
Get a fucking 40. Oh, wait.
All good over there?
Okay, check your echo.
Oh, I think it should be down.
Should be, but
yeah.
You never know.
It's down.
Buy a fucking $40 microphone. Actually, Okay, here's the really interesting thing.
Okay.
Do I want Judd to speak?
I think it would be funny if it was like every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like a little commentary from the side.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need Judd to be like host number three.
I agree.
But I think having Judd just laughing in the background would really help me a lot.
Yeah.
Makes me feel really good about myself.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're interested in that at all.
No, I don't think so.
Which is like fair, but.
I mean, they just texted the whole time last time. That's probably all they're going to be doing anyway.
Brain rot all the way through.
I see you have a stamp on your wrist.
Yeah, I went to another rave.
Oh. If you don't know this about
this
Jimmy
one was
yet.
Fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Nice.
I went with a friend. And earlier in the week, I was like talking to them because I'm like, you know, at some point I pushed myself past a limit. How appropriate for me to already talking about crashing out. One thing, shame on me, is anytime I have my tongue has to leave my body or like the inside of my mouth in the presence of another person, with some exceptions.
Okay.
Embarrassed. Just, I am so sorry. I don't even think you watched me lift the yogurt lid.
Yeah.
But I did. I've done it twice today.
Honestly, I think I knew it was going to come, and I didn't want to watch it, so I looked away. I think it was a subconscious, like, oh, I'm going to look at Hannah instead.
Yeah, and like, thank you.
You're like, so welcome.
So with this rave, I was like, you know, like, sometimes I feel like I push myself past my limits where I'm like staying beyond the time where I'm having fun.
Okay, yeah.
And so I was like talking to them about like, not just like, okay, I'm going to fucking ditch, but if I'm like in my head or something and you don't want me to leave, I might need a little bit of help reminding myself of some like coping strategies to like get me back in it. But really didn't have to use them much at all. It kind of got a little hairy at the end, but not because I wasn't like having a good time. I was a little tired. My legs get a little tired.
Yeah.
But it was like a boiler room style.
I don't know what that means.
And so now I'm going to try to define, even though I'm not super up on it.
But you're really just defining it for me. So
basically it's when like the DJs, there are people behind the DJs.
Okay.
And so they let people up on the stage and the DJs were like down on the floor more.
Okay.
And so like there's the massive crowd and then there's also like the stage behind it. So I spent most of the night on the stage.
Fun.
Very fun.
Nice.
It was sold out. It was so much better than like being in the crowd and just like having to like, you know, not bump into people.
Right.
So much space to just throw your body around. So
all that ass shaking.
Wow.
I'm not the one who said that first.
Do you want to keep thinking about my ass shaking? No, or is
I actually wasn't thinking about your ass shaking.
How
it was just
you
a comment.
Say ass shaking without thinking about my ass
I
shaking?
I have a talent, but then you started talking about it more.
My ass is very confusing because it's small.
Okay.
But
again, not something I've thought about.
Well, you fucking liar. It's small, but like meaty.
Jesus Christ.
It really like a
oh,
solid
I don't like this at
it,
all. I don't like it.
Which is really confusing.
Oh
but.
My goodness. I hate this so much.
Well, sorry. Shame on me.
I'm glad you're having fun though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That wasn't really my catch up though. Have you said everything that you want to do about your catch up?
I don't know if I have anything.
We'll get back into it.
Interesting.
So over like the last month or 2 months, I've been doing like tarot card pulls to like, okay, like what is this week going to be like? So I'll normally do like 3 weeks at a time. So 3 weeks ago or something like that, my tarot deck predicted that last week was going to be all about the Four of Cups, which is like a lot of like disappointment and like suffering.
Okay.
And like the choices that we make of like, you know, you've got the card is like you have three cups in front of you and you're being offered a fourth, but you're just kind of like, I'm not happy with what I've got. So I'm just going to not be happy.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that was it was a week of disappointment and suffering for me. But wow, suffering, what a concept. Don't have much more interesting to say about it. But I've survived.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, being disappointed is not fun.
No, not fun.
No.
Disappointed in other people, disappointed in yourself.
Yeah.
Not fun.
I also see why people spend so much time doing like religious stuff on Sundays. I'm not sure what your experience is with it. Mm-hmm. But like, I knew people who like were part of whatever, and they would like spend like 10 hours at church on Sunday. So yeah, 10 hours at church, not the way that I feel like I would connect back to myself.
No,
in any way.
Not necessarily.
But even this morning, I've started getting into the habit of baking bread.
Yes.
And like,
we know about it.
Really?
We've heard about it.
Really? The podcast?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot last week. Your memory is horrible.
I talk a lot.
It's true.
I don't remember
it's
anything,
true.
And I don't need to shame. Shame not
sorry,
on me.
Sorry,
shame
sorry.
Not on me. I don't need to remember literally everything that I've ever said ever.
I was just surprised. I guess you haven't re-listened to that episode, though, so that makes
sense.
Oh,
that's true.
So
was it good?
I have only re-listened to like the first half.
I think.
Funny.
Wait, what?
I stopped.
Oh.
Well, like I'd re-listened to it when we were editing, but that was a while ago now.
Okay.
Like I don't
right.
really remember.
Wait, so you were going through a second
yeah.
listen?
How else are we going to get numbers on Spotify if I am not listening? You know what though? Sorry, I'm totally derailing what you were saying.
That's fine.
I was going to say that I felt I was annoying last week.
Mm.
I felt like I was talking a lot.
Mm.
But I don't know if that's actually true, but mm-hmm. that's how it felt.
Or like that you talking a lot is a bad thing.
Maybe that, or that I was talking more than you, or that I was really loud. That was also a thing that
disgusting.
Was happening in my brain. But I'm a loud person. So
that's true. There are times when we're working
oh, no.
and I'm like,
I'm not gonna
you're
like this.
Yelling right now
yeah.
and the room is quiet.
Yeah. I am loud.
I think it's not only like a skill that you have, but also
yeah.
like a strategy.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Listen.
If you're not going to listen, I'm going to make you.
I'm going to make you listen. You will not have a choice but to listen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you being loud is. I think my priority is for you to be you.
Okay.
And
thank you.
You will.
Are loud sometimes.
You loud.
Yeah.
You can be loud.
Yeah.
Let's get loud. but I do know the feeling of listening back and being like, oh, I don't feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. Because up to that point, I'm pretty into myself. I'm, you know, feeling really good about how my voice sounds
you
on the podcast.
You almost got the first ever spit take of yogurt into a microphone.
Oh, my God. What would Drud would miss that. Like, Drud, no video content. That would be so good.
Yo,
on the socials.
Right? Maybe we cut this part out and save the yogurt spit take until whoever the hell wants to be, like, is so obsessed with the social media aspect of this actually does something with
so
it.
So disappointing.
You know, one thing that we haven't... Oh, it looks like Hannah wants to poop.
Really?
Just, like, I could see a hole in the middle.
That is so horrible. Why don't you take her outside? We can just like have silence.
Why don't you let her outside?
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
Okay, vamp.
I'm vamping. So back to Drud. I wonder. Oh, one thing that we've never said about Drud is shame on Drud. It's always
shame
been.
On Drud.
It's always been shame on me, shame on you, but no shame on Drud. And
true.
I don't think that shame is a super. I don't think she's gonna poop.
Okay. I wanted to ask what you wanted me to do.
I don't think shame is always like the most motivating thing for people.
Well, I think it's super motivating, but not in like a great way.
Yeah, it's motivating, but not effective.
Right. Ooh, I like that distinction.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like
I
need to get out of bed, but I'm not. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Or
I might shame myself into getting out of bed and then hate myself.
So we really probably need to encourage Drud, don't we?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we should change our tactics.
But okay, so my depth of encouragement of Drud so far is telling Judd that I want them here.
He said that a lot.
Their presence.
Yeah.
I don't know if when they're here, I do appreciate their presence. So
it is also possible that us saying that is very overridden by all the other things we've said. You know, listen. It's like if you say one nice thing.
Yeah.
Do they listen?
Exactly. And I don't think that the path forward is for us to be like, okay, we really have to appreciate Drudd. Because, like, that's not us. That's not who we are.
That is not natural to us.
But what is the honey that we can attract a right. Drudd fly with rather than vinegar? You catch more flies with honey than vinegar?
I think so.
But do you still catch flies with vinegar and it's just fewer?
That's a good point. I also think both would kill the flies.
Okay, this kind of ties in. Whoa.
Like, wouldn't a fly drown in honey?
And I would be a little pissed about using honey, like wasting honey
honey
for some
expensive.
Fucking flies. But I'm also thinking about just opening a jar of honey and being like, okay, flies, this is your grave now. When you could just probably put like a little dab. A little dab will do ya.
Yeah, a little dab. I do actually think that if Drudd put her mind into the socials, it would be good. Like, if she tried, it would probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
I actually believe that. I have not seen any proof to back that statement up, but that's how I feel.
There is a point. I wonder if this is what they're going through. Because for me, there's a point where, like, the vision is there.
Yeah.
And the vibe is there.
Yeah.
But the execution, just, like, working towards the execution feels awful.
It's hard to start also.
Yeah.
Is it possible that she has got so much pressure for perfection that she doesn't even want to start?
I think she... is she a Capricorn? No, she's not a Capricorn rising.
Am I a Capricorn?
No.
Excuse you, Hannah.
Hannah, bring
it
here.
I know whose food is in there.
Let's see if I can pull up Drudd's natal chart.
I do think we should do an episode on Drudd's birth chart as well. Maybe Drudd should just be a guest every now and then. We actually, if we want to have guests, we probably need another mic.
Well, no doubt. May 14th is Drudd?
Yeah.
You're welcome, Drudd. 1999 though, right?
Oh, Stefan texted me a correction. Sorry, 1999. She's turning, does she want us to out her age? 24 this year? 25 this year?
I think 25 this year.
25 this year.
Or is already 20. Well, we'll see what
happens. No, I don't think she's 25 already.
Oh, I don't remember the time they were born.
Ooh.
Sorry, Drudd. No dice. And I can't do the rising without what they're born. I do know that there's some Capricorn in them. Maybe it's probably a Capricorn rising. So what I'm taking from that is like they want what they want. And they like have that ambition, they have that drive.
Yeah.
And then they also struggle with that like perfection.
I could see that
thing. So.
Yeah.
And I don't know fucking why, because I give them so much space for grace.
Yeah, we're really understanding.
I've never gotten upset with them about anything.
Never,
I've been so
chill.
Yeah, so chill.
Yeah, so chill. Well, for any Drudds out there listening,
bring it here.
We just want to see what you can do.
For any Drudds listening, bring it here. Bring it in, everybody.
Stefan texted me to issue a correction.
What's Stefan's birth chart?
I don't actually know what time he was born. I could find out. But he said, I do listen from time till time. That was his correction.
A correction in real time.
I'm sorry for that inaccuracy.
I hope he'll listen to episode 6 at some point.
Is that the one?
I think that was our peak.
Oh, you know what? I think we listened to that one when we were driving. So he did listen
nice.
To part of that one. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, like and that's why I'm wearing a towel.
Yes. Really the funniest it's ever been.
No, last week was not. And that's where this is not. Okay. Moving on.
This is not interesting.
Let's stop wearing this towel.
Do you have any other check-in stuff?
Maybe I'll run my topic for next week by you.
Oh my goodness.
I want to like play a little bit of a game.
Okay.
Where I heard the early bird gets the worm the other day. And I was like,
Like someone said that to you?
Not to me.
Oh, okay.
Just I was watching something and they said the early bird gets the worm. The prompt was the early bird is a real dick about it. Okay. And then I was like, you know, the early bird gets the worm. That's a scarcity mindset.
Yeah, that is true.
And so, like, you know, we probably have a lot of different influences for scarcity mindsets mm-hmm. and abundant mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's like, oh, you got to have an abundant mindset. But, like, what if everybody in my life has just been telling me that the early bird gets the worm?
Yeah.
So I wanted to compile a list of, like, phrases and cliches and idioms and things like that.
Ooh, fun.
And see if they fit neatly into scarcity and abundance mindsets.
Ooh, wow.
And I was hoping we could fight about it a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't know if it'll work that way.
That will probably naturally happen. No.
Potentially. But I think, like, we might have to play it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I could also see, like, so I could either see them fitting really neatly into scarcity and abundance mindsets. Mm-hmm. And I could also see they don't.
They don't make
all.
Any sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe those are the ones we get to.
Are you bringing the quotes and such things?
I will do that work. Okay. Yeah. I don't know who else would do it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If Dredd was bringing this topic, that is all Dredd would bring.
Oh my God. It was like they came here and were just like, dance, monkey, dance.
Not safe for work questions. Well, that's it. That's all I got. We'll never get over it.
Granted,
honestly,
the not safe for work questions is something where, like, you might have to, like, come up with them in the moment. If Judd was just like, this is a not safe for work question,
true.
Then we'd be like, you're right.
And it's like, what's the bit? Like, you're asking us the not safe for work questions?
Oh, that is it.
But depending on the,
like, you have to answer these questions.
Right.
When they were like, no, just come up with them.
Depending on the question, it wouldn't necessarily work very well.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Do you want to be?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I do. I would love to not be working right now. That's really my main motivator.
So if you were pregnant, you would probably still be working.
Yeah, but, like, it would be leading to a point in time where I would be not working for a long period of time.
Well, you'd be working in a different way.
Yeah, true. No, being a stay-at-home mom is no work at all.
I play volleyball with a stay-at-home work or stay-at-mom work home.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Stay-at-home mom.
Stay-at-home mom.
A stay-at-home mom?
Yeah.
And it seems pretty chill.
My best friend just went back to work last week. I can vouch for the fact that being a stay-at-home, oh my goodness.
Stay-at-mom work home.
Yep. Not chill.
I thought you said they went back to work.
Yeah, but
and they
for the year and a half
chill?
Before that, it was not chill. It was busy.
Maybe they're a bad mom.
Oh, my goodness. Don't
shame
put
on
that.
Them. Shame on them.
Moms already have enough guilt.
As long as it's not Mira, it doesn't matter
it's
what
not
I say.
Mira. That's true. Yeah, I don't know if this person is listening.
You should tell them to listen to this one.
I said, she is my best friend, so she should
yeah,
be listening.
Yeah, what the fuck?
She's busy.
Does she not support you?
She's got a lot going on.
Does she have a commute?
No, she works from home.
Oh, I can see Hannah. That's not chill.
Your little people eyes just staring at us.
Okay. Say she has people eyes, human eyes.
She does. I have a topic. I don't want your banana. Not safe for work.
Well, that makes it sound very different than what it was.
Well, what did you expect it to come across as?
We've talked about my banana already.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, I have a topic.
I'm listening.
It's a very timely topic.
Oh.
Because Super Bowl is today.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. And I want to know how you feel about the Super Bowl conspiracy.
What?
Do you know what the Super Bowl conspiracy is?
Like that it's rigged?
Yeah.
This, I can't even engage with this on like a performative way. Hannah, come on, puppy.
Where's your ball? Vamp.
I'm fuck. Shit. Vamp, vamp, vamp.
Okay. Well, the conspiracy is that the league wants the Chiefs to win because then Taylor Swift is around and then they get more viewership, which I think is pretty legit. I don't know enough about it. I don't watch enough football. But apparently there's some questionable calls out there.
Yes, there are questionable calls. And there have been questionable calls with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Always questionable calls.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I want to know if you have feelings about the conspiracy related to the Super Bowl directly. But I also want to talk about conspiracies in general.
Okay. This is a good topic. So you did good today.
This is where it led in my brain.
It's good. So with football conspiracies, I think like there's always like, oh yeah, it would be good for viewership if the Chiefs win and they can use more Taylor Swift. The reasons are like, okay, where am I going with this? One of it is like conspiracy theories sound good for me until you get into the reasons. And then I'm like, this sounds stupid.
Interesting.
But then also sometimes the reasons sound stupid.
Okay. Or
the reasons sound good. And then the conspiracy itself is stupid.
Oh, okay. Like, okay.
I'm sorry, everybody. I don't think the NFL was suffering for viewership before Taylor Swift was on the screen.
Yeah, it's true.
I think the NFL would want the Chiefs to win for like the historic impact, the story, fact that it's never happened before.
Yeah.
But are they going to the lengths of trying to rig it so that they have that story? No.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than the only thing better for sports stories than something that has never happened before happening is almost that thing happening, and then they get to have the same story over and over and over again every time that it happens.
Okay.
And then I've known so many people who are like, the NFL is rigged, and I'm like, the questionable ref calls. Yeah, I'm not going to bat for any of that shit.
Right.
But going to the lengths of like, yes, they can now rig a game just based off of like one or two ref calls.
Yeah, that seems pushing it for
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Football, sports, very difficult.
Yes.
And like none of these fuckers are emotionally regulated in the way, like this is not wrestling. No. This isn't where you're doing it for the story. You are like doing it so that you create your own story.
Yes.
And don't have to be at the whim of writers in a writing room.
Yes. Okay.
And like it's so hard.
Yes.
Like catching a football, actually difficult.
Yes.
Going through all those motions, very difficult.
Would be easier to lose, honestly.
So easy to lose, yeah.
Yeah.
Cowboys do their best.
Cowboys
do their best.
So sad. Okay, so this is my thing around conspiracies
in
general. Oh, yeah.
We can go back to the conspiracies, but I want to make a tie-in to Survivor.
Okay, yes,
because lots of people are like, ugh, Jeffrey Probst and production just want this person to win. And it's like...
Jeffrey. So, okay, this is kind of what I was going
to
talk about, so keep going.
Those people.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just leaving that hair
everywhere.
Yeah,
I see that.
Where it's like, yeah, they might like certain cast members, but again, trying to like rig something, very fucking difficult, and would never come off organic, ever.
Yeah, agreed.
Like even the season that Ben won, even if like production is being like, oh, we want Ben in the finals, we're gonna change the game just so Ben is in the finals, they can't control the jury.
No. And like, what are they gonna do? Change the votes? Yeah, the jury's going to be super quiet about that.
Yeah, right?
They're going to be silent.
Yeah.
So this is what I wanted to talk about, conspiracy in reality TV.
Oh.
Because, for this reason, because there's like two sides of it, right? Where it's like, are you stupid for believing? Okay.
It was perfectly timed. Okay. That was not the entire question, but for conspiracies, are you stupid?
Yeah,
something that people would
ask. Well, it's like, but people ask it in two ways. They ask, are you stupid for believing that it's all real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you be so stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you so disenfranchised by life that you think it's fake?
Is disenfranchised the word that we're looking for?
I think so.
What about disillusioned?
That's probably what disenfranchised means.
I only ask this because
disillusioned sounds better.
Also, like, this has been a years long process for me where I go to the disenfranchised word, but I think it is just disillusioned because disenfranchised is like you have something taken away.
Oh, yeah,
from you.
Yeah, that's not right. That's like, that's not what I mean
at
all.
Like, if you want to vote,
yeah,
being disenfranchised from voting is someone making that making it difficult.
Yes. Okay, disillusioned. Yeah.
But
so,
disenfranchised is such a better word for it.
Sounds so much better. Yeah. Honestly, and I think, like, societally, that's how people understand it. So it might work.
Are you stupid?
Are you stupid? But that's the thing, right? It's like, some people are like, are you so disillusioned? Look at me go.
Beautiful.
That you think that it's all scripted and fake.
Mm-hmm.
Or then other people are like, well, are you so stupid for thinking it's all real?
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to be like, who wants to put that much effort into making this seem real when it's actually fake?
Yeah.
Like, that is way more effort than just human beings are fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, just let them, like, The Bachelor, I think, is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, is it scripted? I don't think so. Is it set up so people are put in the positions to be their worst versions?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Are they deprived of sleep? For sure.
Yeah.
Are they plied with lots of alcohol? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like,
if
I don't
you
know.
Were on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, would you ever drink red wine?
No.
Me neither.
But I also don't drink red wine. But if I did, still no.
Teeth.
Well, and staining. It is like one of the ways to be like, that person's being a little sloppy right now. Like, I wonder what's going on. And then you look at their mouth and you're like, no, that's what's going on. You know, you lose like all empathy for someone once you see their red wine mouth and they're acting crazy on TV.
I have never dehumanized a person quicker than when I see that they've got
literally.
Red wine teeth and lips. Holy shit. Yeah. I believe in human equality and rights, but you fucking
until
get
you
drunk
start
on red wine?
Especially
done.
On TV. Come
what
on.
What a fucking dumbass.
Come on. Stick with the champagne. Let's go.
But yeah, I agree with that. That it's like, it doesn't even have to be like we're setting you up to be in like you are the worst version of yourself. I think like, yeah, these situations just like really push people.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very difficult situation to be in.
Well, and it's like, of course, producers are going to be like, you should go talk to that person. I think you should go talk to them, knowing that they're probably setting something up.
I don't know if I believe that that would happen.
I think it happens on The Bachelor a lot.
But like, what kind of you should go talk to that person?
Well, it's like, okay, night one, for example, whenever there's like 30 people and they're all fighting to talk to the lead.
Mm.
So it's like one person's talking to the lead and then someone else is in with producers.
Oh, okay.
And they don't know that someone's already talking to the lead, but producers are like, have you had time with him?
Oh
my gosh, you should probably get time with him. Like, I think you should go right now. He's in that room.
Okay.
Like, so they're like,
I don't believe in that.
Really?
Because everybody on those shows would already be doing that for themselves.
Yeah, but I think you don't think they'd use that as a tool if things are kind of like everyone's taking their turns
and
it's been really nice.
And then you lost me.
Oh, man.
When you were like, have you had time with him yet? And they're like, oh, yeah, this other person and this other person have already talked to him.
Yeah.
I can believe in that.
Yeah.
But like, actually, like, trying to influence or try, like, I don't think producers would ever tell any contestant to ever do anything.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I think that gets even like, especially for The Bachelor and Bachelorette, it's still is it a game show?
In what way?
Well,
like, it's
a
competition.
There was a time there were shows where you would like win $1 million if they chose you in the end.
Bachelor,
right?
Pad. Had a very it had a short run because it was nasty, and I think people won money at the end as well as like fell in love.
Okay. Yeah. Because like Survivor has like rules and standards on hand for everything, because if they put their thumb on the scale,
there's money involved,
they're gonna get fucking sued.
Yeah. I think The Bachelor, you just get paid to like you get paid to be on it. But I don't think contestants are getting paid that much.
But even that, like, it'll probably be based off of like where you place and how many episodes
you're on, yeah, totally. Right? Yeah.
And so even that is still money where it's like, oh, the producers influenced me to do something that I normally wouldn't have done because and now I like now I got like I didn't get a rose that week. And so now I lost out on like two extra episodes.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about it from that perspective.
And like
that makes sense.
Fucking need to.
That is the truth.
Because like, okay, so maybe we're thinking about ourselves where it's like, okay, like I'm not going to be super worried. Are you sneezing or burping?
Burping. I'm just trying to be quiet about it.
That's like the third time you've done it.
I know. It's this. It's really making me burp.
Is that the blueberry one or is are
blackberry,
you back to your...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got the sage. Because like I could be thinking about myself in terms of like, okay, like I'm not like actually super worried.
Right.
If...
I'm just chilling.
If somebody else has already had time, like I'm not thirsty, and I do not need to like show my desperation that way. I'm not gonna get cast on the Bachelor
you're not
or
the
Bachelorette.
They want. Yeah,
like they, I would say all of their influence is done in the casting phase.
Well, and I'd be curious how it's different now versus like 15 years ago, because now people like. Should be studying the show before they go on. Like that's really the only way to do it, right?
It's
like
a Virgo thing for you to say.
Okay. But you know what I mean? Like you should know there's characters that they're gonna try to edit you like people into.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that happen that kind of always happen. They want drama. If you're not giving them anything, you're probably going to go pretty early, especially like the first couple eliminations. The Bachelor doesn't know anyone's name. So they probably only care about like four people and the rest, they're like, tell me who I should keep around.
Oh my God. I absolutely hate this perspective from you. Like, this is so crappy.
No, I think it's true. How do you expect? There's no way the lead cares about that many people.
But
the
like,
first day
they're not going to production being like, who should I care? Like
okay.
I only care.
Yeah, maybe that's not what they're doing.
Yeah,
but I think they're probably like,
again, those people aren't getting cast on these shows.
I think sometimes there's boring people.
I don't think you're going to make it on reality TV, Janet.
I'm not. I'm way too boring.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if you know what you're doing, you're studying it, you're doing what the producers want you to do.
Yeah. Again, like I don't think those people are getting cast because the whole thing about reality TV is that it reflects reality and trying. And while lots of people try to control reality, getting those people...
But like,
is not their priority. Their priority is getting people who are going to be real.
Well, and I think they're probably good at like
try to manipulate something.
Yes. But I think you can be real and also like know how to play the game a little. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I don't think that would be like, it's one of those things where you think like the...
That was a desperate bark.
Where like the more preparation you do, the more you think you can game the system. But the more you try to not be yourself, the more nobody's going to want to be around you anyway.
Yeah,
so
you got to have a balance.
Like, you can't control anything that's going
on.
That's
true. I think it definitely applies less on something like Survivor.
Yeah.
Because they rely, I would say, less on like interpersonal drama. They don't need to rely as much on interpersonal drama because they've got... There's so much, there's like the competitions and there's all that they don't really need it. Whereas like on something like The Bachelor, they've got dates, but it's like, okay, I'm going to watch 15 women play volleyball. Like there needs to be something else going on.
I didn't know we were watching 15 women play volleyball. Why didn't you tell me earlier?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So what do I have to know about The Bachelor to get to the point where we're watching 15 women play volleyball?
That's pretty early. They
okay,
do group.
Let's
they do.
Go.
They
I don't
do
even
group
have to
dates.
Study that much.
Yeah, group dates.
Yeah.
Usually there's at least one or two people who don't get a date at all. Sucks for them.
I honestly think I'd want to study less.
Yeah. So the one thing that is interesting, I think leads are a little more strategic. I've heard leads talk about the fact that like if they're super into someone, they will not seam into them the first couple weeks so as not to put a target on their back in the house.
Oh.
So they'll like not give them dates
yeah.
and stuff in the first couple weeks because well, they're I like, think... I know they're going to be getting a lot of hate in the house if I do this.
I think that's also just fair and like, yeah, I want to have this person hang around. And so I might as well see, like, I've already kind of made my decision to keep them around.
Yes.
So now, like, this is exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Where, like you were saying production, they're like going to production and being like, who do I need to, and like, I think they're already doing that.
Well, maybe not like who, maybe not in that direct way, but I do think they probably have like 4 to 6 people the first night that they're actually interested in.
Well, no doubt. I walk by everybody in the world and I'm like, nobody.
Nope.
Nobody.
No, literally no one.
4 to 6 in a house of 30 or something.
But they're
honestly,
also like
pretty good
all
numbers.
Supermodels. So that helps.
I'm shallow, but like I'm not only shallow.
But like
I'm a pool where you have the shallow end and it gradually gets into the deep
yes.
end.
So you can go back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got my upstairs pool and my downstairs
yeah,
pool.
Okay. But like I think apart from those people, they're kind of like, I don't know if I care that much. And the producers know. They're like, well, we cast this person.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't like them, they're going to be good fucking TV. So we want to keep them around.
I think that's, yeah, I don't know how like that conversation would go, but
yeah.
I could imagine that.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably not as direct as like, give me a list of people.
But I think there's also a point where like the lead is like going to have some conflicting values. I remember, what was it? Ari's season?
Yeah.
Was her name Crystal?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Ugh.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And like getting to the point where it's like, wow, I may like Crystal enough to keep Crystal around and because like it'll be good for the season. But also, I also have other people that I care about or feel like I care about on the season.
Yeah.
And being around this person is bad for them.
True. Well, and I think that's where the line is. Like, I don't think a lead would ever have to keep someone that they really actively didn't want to keep
yeah.
or have to get rid of someone that yeah. they actively wanted to keep.
Yeah.
Like, I think if Ari was like, Crystal needs to go,
mm-hmm.
the producers wouldn't be like, no, she's staying.
Yeah.
But if he was feeling like fairly neutral about it, they might kind of push in like the, okay, we should keep her around.
So there's got to be enough interviews and behind the scenes stuff on this
yeah
even for like people who were on The Bachelor decades ago
yeah
what are they saying like are they saying like the producers are
I think it depends
putting a thumb
on
the scale
I think it depends if they got a good edit or not if oh. they got a bad edit I think they say a lot of shit about producers
interesting
yeah I think if they look bad they have a lot to say about producers
but that's if they look bad
yeah,
not
but
if,
I think
like they made decisions that they didn't want to make.
Well, and that's the thing is like, because editing, I mean, The Bachelor has done crazy stuff. They made this one woman, her name is Claire, look like she was talking to a raccoon. She was talking to producers, but they edited, and this is like 100% true. They edited it and they cut back and forth between her and a raccoon. Like they've done some unhinged things to some of their contestants, but at the same time, they can't force someone to do something.
Right.
They have, I think, I don't think they do it as much anymore, but there definitely have been cases where, what do they call it? Like Frankenbiting.
Oh yeah.
Where they're taking,
yeah. Yeah.
or they're like putting words over someone's face. So it looks like someone's like really angry and there's words in the background when they probably were like pretty neutral when they said the thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember what your question was. I got lost in it.
Like, are people saying, like, producers oh. told me to keep this person because they'd make good TV?
I think, I don't know if leads really have said that, but I think leads have alluded to the fact that, like, if they didn't have a strong feeling about someone and the producers did, that it might go that way.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into it.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to
Nick Viall's talked a lot about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like if he's talked a lot about it and this is as strong as it gets.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine it being any stronger.
Yeah. That's true. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Listen, all I'm saying is, are you stupid?
Yeah. Are you stupid? But the contestants have talked a lot. And I think either if they got a good edit and they're happy with the show, they're a lot kinder to production mm-hmm. versus if they got a bad edit.
Yeah.
Meaning they probably made choices and maybe the editing didn't do them any favors, like putting, you know, music over them or something.
Yeah.
But they're not as kind to production and they're more likely to say like, oh, production told me to do this.
Yeah.
So it's hard to know how accurate it is because obviously they're mad at how their edit turned out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like at some point, like with the Frankenbiting and and things like that, where like the editing is gross. Much more difficult to be like, well, the producers would never do that. The editors would never do that.
Yes.
It reminds me of Natalie Cole from Survivor David versus Goliath.
Okay, I'm going to look up her face.
She was on the Goliath tribe, and she was, like, the person who was, like, really bossy.
Like someone else?
What?
Who was bossy?
Natalie.
Oh, she was bossy.
Yeah, she was like, I run a magazine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And at the reunion or the finale, she was like, that is not who I am. That was like a dirty edit.
Yes.
And then everybody's like, like you might be more multifaceted than this, but like it's on tape.
Yeah, exactly.
So like she's pissed about the edit, but also like the edit.
It can't. There's only certain things.
Yeah.
When you don't see someone saying the thing, then it's easier to be like, okay, maybe you said this in a different context.
Yeah. And the reality is that all of these shows are not to accurately depict every single second the experience.
It's definitely not.
To tell the story. So that's one thing.
And you kind of have to like, I mean, if you're going to go on a reality TV show, you got to kind of subject yourself to the fact that you don't have control over a lot of what happens.
Yeah.
And if you're not into that, then like, what are you doing there?
And I don't think that like the, like I wonder how many people are getting into the production of reality TV who are also like, the story that people are giving us is not the best story that we could tell.
Right.
Yeah, and like, yeah, going back to Survivor and Jeff, like so many people are like, oh, Jeff loves Boston Rob. Jeff sucks at Boston Rob's day, blah, blah. And it's like, if they were putting their finger on the scale, Boston Rob wouldn't have needed four times to win Survivor.
It's true. And yeah, like no shit, Jeff loves Boston Rob. Like he is good TV and he's good at the game. Yeah. So like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, getting to like that one result, trying to like make that storyline converge in that one point would probably make extremely boring TV.
Yeah, it's true. And I do think there's a difference in the types of reality TV, like in like the way they edit and the things they're looking for.
Yeah.
Because like something like Survivor, again, you've got such a strong competition element that like individual storylines, while very interesting, probably matter less than something like The Bachelor, which is really just people at the end of the day. If the people aren't interesting, you can't make it interesting.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
That all comes down to casting.
Yeah. Wow. I don't have anything else to say.
Okay, on to my topic.
Okay, what's your topic?
Dolphins are whales.
Yeah.
And whales are fish.
Okay.
That's it.
But are whales fish?
They have to be fish.
I don't think they're fish.
How could they not be fish?
They're mammals.
But they live in the water.
Yeah, but they're mammals.
They live in the ocean.
They're ocean mammals.
But they live in the water.
They have babies. Live babies.
Fish have babies.
No,
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Fish have eggs.
Okay. I don't know how much we need to get into biology.
That is the definition of a mammal, is they have a live baby.
But like, all babies are live.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we want to start that discussion.
Abortion is healthcare. No. Now I'm the Justin Baldoni. but no, like whales are fish. Why can't we call a whale a fish?
Well, the actual, they don't fit the definition.
What's the definition of a fish?
Well, I think something that lays eggs.
Ducks are fish.
Okay.
I wouldn't agree
fine.
With that.
What's the definition of a fish?
What is the definition of a
fish? I'm looking it up. I put
like, why? And like says who? Says whom?
Biologists.
Not
microbiologists, marine biologists.
What if they were bad people? What if they were wrong? Why do I have to listen to a fucking biologist?
What if they're bad people?
What if they were bad people?
Every marine biologist.
What if Chris Brown was a biologist? What if Chris Brown came up with the definition of a fish?
Honestly, the biologists who were like fucking around in the 50s or whatever, probably bad people. Let's be honest.
Well, do we believe in good and bad, Heather?
Well, okay. Cold-blooded. Ooh, maybe whales are not. Fish are cold-blooded.
That means they have to stay warm?
I don't know.
The fish blanket?
They don't, just like they don't get weighted fish blanket?
The sun.
Two-chamber heart.
Two-chamber heart.
Oh, the flesh of fish used as food. This is like not what I need.
You can eat a whale. I've eaten whale before.
I have never eaten whale. What the fuck are these definitions? The second thing.
That's what I'm...
The flesh of fish is food. That's not helpful. That's not a definition.
No. Well, okay.
The definition of fish
of
in biology. Then? Aquatic vertebrate animals that
have
gills.
That's a whale.
But lack limbs with digits like fingers or toes.
Whales.
Okay. Why is a whale not a fish?
But I'm just saying, like, why can't whales be fish? Like, why does that have to be... Like
they're warm-blooded.
I get it, but like, why does the distinction of fish matter?
Well, why does the distinction of anything matter then?
I don't know.
Can then a fish be a dog? Can a dog be a fish?
There are literal.
Can
dog
you be
fish.
A fish?
There are dog fish.
That's a type of fish.
I'm not a fish. But like, who's...
Why are you not a fish? Tell me why.
Because I'm not a fish. If I asked
well,
a whale...
Well, a whale's not a
but
fish.
But like, don't you think if you asked a whale if they were a fish or not, they'd probably be like, yeah, I think I'm probably a fish.
I think the whales in Avatar, the Way of Water, know that they're not fish.
But like, do you think they care?
Yeah. Well, those whales do.
Why?
Because they're intelligent beings.
But just because
do you care that you're not a fish?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you?
You know, I'd never thought about it before, to be fair.
But like, is it necessary for the human race to have only one definition of a fish?
Well, that question means that you're asking that question about literally everything else in the world.
Why is that a bad thing?
Is that what you want to get into?
I'm just asking.
Why is there a definition of snow?
Why?
Why can't snow be sauna air?
Sauna
that was
air?
That was a weird distinction.
Why? I don't care. If that's what you want, like, why would I care?
Then there are no rules. Then it's chaos.
I don't know if there are rules.
I mean, if you say snow, then I know what snow means. If you say there's a foot of snow on the ground, then I know to put boots on. So that is a rule that I can follow in my brain.
But, like, you don't have to know to put boots on just by... me saying the word snow. You can say, do I need to put boots on? And
well,
I can say, yeah, probably.
It's a more effective method of communication.
Who's to say? Like, asking if you need to put on boots is the more direct and effective way of communicating. Why are we trying to make life even more simple? Life is very complex and nuanced.
I think you're making it more complicated.
There's only one definition of a fish?
You're making it so much more complicated than it needs to be.
Okay, so I gotcha.
Yeah.
This is all a
obviously
ruse.
Obviously. A ruse.
I saw a
What's
TikTok.
Your actual question?
I saw a TikTok the other day about like the Dunning-Kruger effect, where it's like people who don't have like as much knowledge on a subject are more
AKA
likely
me to, are you telling
no no no
I'm
are
stupid?
More likely to like overestimate their knowledge on a subject.
Okay.
Whereas people who do have like a lot of knowledge on a subject
are just like okay
are more likely to accurately estimate how much they know about it. So I liked how you kept trying to finish all of those sentences and I would not let you.
I still want to give my definition of a fish. I know this was for the bit, but I'm still hung up.
You're still angry.
Yeah, I'm still upset about it.
And so this was all about like some marine biologist was replying to comments saying like, dolphins are whales. And people were like, dolphins are not whales. Dolphins are dolphins. Turns out dolphins are part of like in the whale family.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised you knew.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess you like
I went through a dolphin.
And stuff.
I went through a dolphin phase.
I was a dolphin girl
for a while.
Also, whales and porpoises or dolphins and porpoises are different in the way that they have teeth.
Oh, okay. I don't think I knew that.
Porpoises have more of like a spade-shaped tooth, whereas dolphins...
like all molars, right? Just flat?
No. All conical-shaped teeth.
Oh.
Okay. I think. Are dolphins porpoises?
I think...
orcas are porpoises.
Yeah. I think porpoises are in the dolphin family, but not all dolphins are porpoises.
I love that.
I think.
But like in this comment section, so this biologist is talking about why dolphins are whales.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah.
And like people are just like in the comments fighting about this shit and being like, and then one person said whales are fish. And then again, just like people fucking irate about shit.
Yeah.
And being like, no, you have to, like, this is blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. So I think we've gotten to the place where just like trying to like throw facts at people is not working.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, okay. Oh,
I have something off that. But
yeah, go for it.
Well, I was just thinking, it reminds me of when I was reminded that Facebook is just so incredibly inaccurate all the time. It was because there was a video of a woman in the Devil's Pools at Vic Falls in Zambia, which is where you like hang over the edge of the waterfall, which I have done. And like,
I don't think I could do that.
It was awesome.
I don't think I would have to have people holding onto my feet.
Well, they do hold onto your feet.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Do they try to like fake you out at all?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No. If you fell, you die. So like, they're not trying to fuck you around.
Yeah.
But you are hanging like quite far off the edge.
Yeah.
And they're holding onto your feet, but that's about it. And the guy who's taking pictures, he's just like walking around.
Mm-hmm.
He's just hanging out.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he is not afraid. But the people in the comments were like, there was everything from like, this is totally fake, to someone's holding your feet, which is accurate, to this is the most dangerous thing I've ever seen. Everyone's like so stupid for doing this, to like, you're tied in. They're like not showing the ropes, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like reminded at how sure people are.
Mm-hmm.
Like so confident.
That was and another I was like, burp, everybody. Yeah. That pause was a burp.
It was. I don't know why I'm so burpy.
It was completely silent, so I don't understand why you're even turning away for it.
I just feel like it. I don't know. I feel like the mic's going to pick
burp.
It up.
See? Yeah. Easy.
Easy. Yeah, but the absolute surety people had.
Mm-hmm.
They were so confident in themselves. And I was like, 99% of you are wrong.
Because
I've done it. Mm-hmm. And that's not how it is.
Yeah.
It's actually like... I mean, I guess it's not super safe because you are hanging off a waterfall, but there's no current. No one's died since they started like doing guided.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's what they say. But, you know, I just that's what it made me think of.
Did it make your heart race?
Oh, yeah. Like it was. I'm not really scared of heights, but it was like, whoa.
Yeah. It's like I would die.
Yeah. Like it was.
I'm very close.
They were
to
like,
death.
Keep sliding out further. And I was like, oh, further? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Man, that's making my stomach clench.
Yeah, Stefan didn't do it.
Oh.
He got into the water, which was impressive because, like, the pool, there's, like, a rock ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're, like, sitting beside the rock ledge until you go on top of the rock ledge.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that part, which was, but the fact that he got in the water was impressive because he was shaken.
Oh, yeah. And
he
like,
was not into it.
In those situations, I would be, like, I would not trust any movement that I've ever done. Like if I'll be like hiking or scrambling or something and get to like a ledge, I'm like, I do not trust myself to not just like fall over.
Well, that's the thing.
Even though in my daily life, I'm not often just
falling over a lot.
Like tripping and shit.
You're not just standing still and falling over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like for all these people who are like so sure in things.
Yeah.
And like even just saying like, oh, like, there are ropes or blah, blah, blah. How open are they to like getting new information?
Well, that's the thing. They don't want new information at all.
And like, why not?
Because they're blatantly wrong. But I think like how do they know that information? Because it's not true.
Well, yeah. And it's like, sometimes it's just like even trying to rely on our own common sense or like that gut instinct. It creates like an emotional attachment to
it's true.
The things that we believe.
And if I'd see that and had done no research and knew nothing, I probably would think there was something else going on, which is there is someone holding your feet, which they don't typically show. But other than that, I'm like, I don't think I'd be in the comments being like, I'm 100% confident because I have suspicions that there's something going on behind the scenes, you know?
Yeah.
So
different strokes.
Different. Yeah. I'm not that person, I guess.
But yeah, once you like make that commitment and then you're like, yeah, I got to believe in myself. Yeah. I got to believe in my gut.
Because no one else will.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And then, well, like, it's not just about the thing that's in front of your face. It's about all of the times that yes. you've made those kinds of things as
yes,
well.
Yes, so true.
And like, I think the thing is that people just like have so much, like if you're wrong about something, like a part of you has now died. A version of you has died. Yeah. Where it's like,
that
okay,
little slice
now,
of ego.
Yeah, I've got yeah. like, now I've like got some self-doubts yes. and I cannot handle those self-doubts. Yes. And so I'm just going to like fucking commit to this thing and I'm going to make everything around me wrong.
Which is just the worst way to go.
But I think it's very
normal,
common.
Yeah, I agree.
Very natural.
Yes.
Especially like around like a society that does not have much in terms of emotional role modeling.
No.
Or even just like grieving like past versions of ourselves yeah. and understanding.
Or
like,
I think a big part of taking accountability. That's yeah. like a big part of that is being you know, like, oh, I fucked up. I was yeah. wrong. Like, yeah. sorry.
Yeah, because there are so many like consequences. We don't have yeah. accountability. We have consequences.
Yes.
Gets to the scarcity and the abundance mindset.
Wow.
Right?
All comes back right? around.
We love cliches. Oh my God. An episode on cliches is definitely in our future.
Oh yeah. I like that.
But yeah, like this whole like, can you force somebody else to grow?
Right.
In the way that you think that they need to grow.
Definitely not.
No.
No.
It's the horse leading a horse to water and yeah. can't make it drink. Yeah. Another cliche. Maybe that's an idiom. I don't know. I've got more notes about it. But just like, I think about this shit a lot.
Okay.
When I'm on like TikTok or the internet and just see a bunch of comments. Because like so many people are so sure. And they're making
so
their,
sure.
they're making, even the people who are like, I'm making all of my decisions based off of logic and science.
Oh my gosh. Those are the worst
now I need,
people.
Now I need, well, well, maybe they're down there.
They're down there.
But like these people that are just like fighting and entrenched in their shit and think that, oh, I just need to find like the right logical argument
right.
to convince you of this thing.
Right.
And then you'll be on my side. It's like we're missing the entire emotional component of
yes.
it.
Yes.
And the emotional work that is going to need to go into it is not just like a drop of the hat.
Yeah.
Which really leads me to my main point.
Okay.
I learned something.
Oh.
Sperm whales don't have top teeth. Like, I don't know if you already know this.
I didn't know this.
And, like, it's not that they just, like...
I gotta look up a sperm whale now, so I have
a
visual.
Oh, man. Okay, you can do it. But, like...
I shouldn't?
They don't have top teeth.
Okay.
And
I just
so,
need
like,
to know what we're talking
if,
about.
If you didn't have top teeth, what would stop your bottom teeth?
The top of my mouth?
Yeah.
Like, just so, my gums? Oh, yeah, these guys.
So,
okay.
They don't have anything stopping the top of their bottom teeth.
Yeah.
They just have holes in the top of their mouth where their bottom teeth go.
Whoa.
And
they just like fit in there.
I did not like learning that. I saw a picture of
it.
Just
like,
it was awful.
They close their mouth and the teeth would just go into
Little holes. Sperm whales.
Why has that happened? What is that adaptation all about?
Teeth.
I don't
fucking know.
I don't,
it's really strange.
I don't like it.
And it's not like, okay, so I have a inside a sperm whale's mouth at the Smithsonian, and it looks a little bit different than the picture that I saw.
Okay.
But it is weird.
That is, I don't like it.
It's like they, it's not, it, it didn't even look like. That's what I'm saying.
Oh no!
It didn't even look like they had like any like palate or like
oh.
top of the roof of the mouth. It just looked.
Oh,
looked
it's
like
just
their
holes.
Jaw, it just looked like their jaw
just, like,
was
fits
like
in.
Hinging
oh,
off
I don't
of the
like
bottom
it.
Of their body.
Oh, I don't like
and
it.
And fitting into their body, mm-mm. It's very strange.
I don't like it at all. What happens if you're swallowed by a sperm whale? Let's see
probably
what Reddit has to
good.
Say.
Probably nothing good.
I want to know. Oh, first comment. Life tip. Don't get swallowed by a whale.
Wow. man, you know, I have a lot of issues with Reddit. And one of them is they have like the Life Pro Tip subreddit, which is probably just a function of me signing up for Reddit too long ago and having that still on my front page.
Oh, it's also a video. I didn't realize what happens. It's like an animated video.
This is
put
informational.
Together.
This wasn't sorry. Just a question.
Yeah, sorry. No, like they've put together a video.
Oh
God. Oh my goodness.
Oh, there's no way you're going down that fast.
Yeah, they're sliding. Oh, gross.
This looks fun. I wonder
with
if the
digestive
belly is that
acids
big.
And these acids would immediately start breaking down that's your body.
Quick. I wonder this is sensational.
Lack of air. Okay.
But like whole belly of the whale stuff, very big in mythology and things.
Yes.
Very like underworld coding. Yes. Like that's oh my God, it goes back to what we were talking. That is the grief part, like a version of you dies.
Oh my goodness.
Like, could you imagine just sitting in the belly of a whale and be like,
this is where
I am.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm getting out of this one.
I think I'm here.
And then you get out and you're like, I've got a whole new lease on life. I wasn't ready to die.
But you might
of all
be in the middle
reasons.
Of the ocean. You could get out and you'd be like so deep underwater that you would just get crushed immediately.
Especially if you're in a sperm whale.
Like,
was Moby Dick a sperm whale?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think he was like a blue whale.
It's good. There's no way Moby Dick is a blue whale.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Blue whales have baleen. That was another point of the TikTok that I saw.
Okay.
Moby Dick is absolutely a sperm whale.
You think so?
100%.
Moby Dick whale.
I'm very confident.
Sperm whale.
Wow.
Look at you.
Was
yeah.
not looking forward to being wrong there.
That confidence coming through. I really should have said you were wrong. That would have been way funnier.
I would have fought you. I would have fought
you. I know
you
would
have. I would have had to do my own search.
But that would have been, but that just proves our point. That exactly. You're so sure that you have to be. That would have been really good. I'm sad I missed the bit.
You got to do your own research, don't you? Okay, that's the whole point. Do your own research, folks.
Do your own research. Don't believe everything you read in the comments.
Yeah.
Unless there are comments, then believe everything.
And get in the comments. Yeah. We need more
leave
comments.
A comment. We have no comments.
We have no we're not on a platform where you can leave comments.
Yeah, Spotify, you can leave comments.
Oh, well, what the hell is going on?
I know. Maybe
Why aren't
Apple.
You leaving comments?
That just seems so sad.
Well, I feel like we've got to do a little bit of astroturfing.
Okay.
To finally get a hold on something.
I also feel like maybe a social media presence would help, but maybe I'll stop saying that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm not going to put any effort into putting this on video. So,
Drud's got to figure out something.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Some kind of social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not our problem.
Not yet.
But if I want to be able to quit my job because the podcast is making us a ton of money, it might have to become my problem.
I would like to
problem.
Get to the point where I'm working like 10 to 20 hours a week.
Well, that sounds ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe just enough to get insurance.
Oh.
That might be a good line.
Well, it depends on how much. I would like to get to the point where money is not an issue. And like the 10 to 20 hours is more like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
And like this is the amount of something that I want to.
Yeah, okay.
That
I like
I'm comfortable
that.
Doing, and I get a lot of time to do all the other things that I'd like to do as well.
I like that a lot.
Beautiful.
What an episode. I just burped into the mic. So.
I'm so proud of you. We did it. We did it. We did it, Reddit. We did
it. I hated it. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, whoever is
thanks
listening.
Nobody for listening.
Our three
I had
listeners.
A good time. I think
this is a good episode.
Oh, very
feeling
much
good about
so.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two good topics.
Two really good topics.
At least I thought they were good.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters is that we think they're good.
Ain't that the truth?
Okay. See you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.